And we are so programmed to blossom at a given time that we do it anyway, risking to freeze our petals. And the best example we can leave on Earth is the love we have given to our nature. And there is no doubt of us being prolific, yet it is more about us not having the time to take care of our nature and enjoy its fruits. And those who have green leaves earlier will also lose them earlier, and so it is with the human species. And we either decide to be visible and let others hate us, or just hide ourselves and let others discover us and love us. And the greatest of lessons is to expose our perfection regularly into imperfections. And paradoxically, there are the inventions of the past that can minimize the effects of the most recent inventions. And recession is not only needed for nature to regenerate, but also as a way of selecting out what humans have produced. And disconnected from our survival instinct, we produce for the sake of producing luxury. And our offspring will not be educated in terms of natural value unless we are the one to primarily do so. At not knowing it, we only fall in love with something reminiscent of our past. And as soon as we are assigned or assign ourselves an identity, we are inevitably ready to fight. And we shouldn't turn our life very unnatural, fearing a conspiracy on our very nature. And unless we try to break free, standardization will be always the premise to prosper as a slave of a society.
Aye.
And rather than applying ready-made formulas to settle our existential cravings, we shall try to personally understand ourselves. And in our mania to devote ourselves completely to something, we come to neglect all the rest. And the new bourgeois today lives in more transparent yet ever more sealed bubbles. And the aurea is always the result of a magical process of discovery through time. And even though there is no war, all society is set out in a military structure and thus very susceptible to war. And being a simplicity already shaped by time, it is the only element that can survive time. And a life devoted to truth is a constant bursting out of fictional bubbles. And we just have to keep so low-key that people can not label us and one day discriminate us. And the only criteria to select the new leaders of a system is to see how dull they are to keep it in place. And we shall never judge anything nor anyone but by estimating their potential. And we have extensively made our borders with the cement that has soon degraded. And the only step left for a place that gets fully polished is destruction. As one generation tries to clean up all the dirt, The next one tries to bring new dirt to overcome the sterility. And paradoxically, what is most persecuted is later to flourish as the mainstream culture. And only taking the initiative of taking side roads, we will encounter truth. And the realms of power are just furnaces burning faster its human resources. And the pounding culture to the ground at times is the only way to settle its ambitions, at least for some time. And there is a great dissonance between the nations and the technology they want to utilize for their barbaric revive. And it is the darkest of crows that will sit on top of the shiniest of gold. And the very creation and realization of an ideology necessarily creates its very opposite state. And by being insured, we lose the advantage of being robbed and thus become more essential. And so much resources are consumed to travel to a destination that just replicates our home in a different configuration. And 1/4 is the human impact, and 3/4 is the natural context to determine the beauty of a place. And as soon as rage comes to dictate us, we ought to right away eradicate it at all costs. And despite the victory towards political fascism, a new kind of corporative fascism has completely enslaved our lives. And better to put our practice into real life than just keeping it as a personal training. And we become more questionable when we are either too much or too little documented. And the romantic spirit, so elevated with such effort by one generation, can be completely run over in a blink by the following one. And the only way of preserving is not by hiding away, but literally by letting others interact with one's own treasure. And only the energy of a young soul can reach back to the spring of our origins. And as a precondition to generate new capital, we will always have to break up with our old selves. And the enlargement of any political construction will always require to physically undermine the results of the previous constructions. And as the very poor became the very rich ones, we shall attempt to maintain a discrete level of poverty. And any noble soul will be always brought back to a noble environment, even me after his death. And the less barbarian we get, the less energy we have to actually invade space and actually respect it. And we should continuously ponder our judgments based on a long-term perspective. And we ought to march like soldiers and be ready to endure, but only for the sake of exploring truth. And our exploration outside the conventional has always to deal with the owners ready to bite us to protect their property. And finding any situation profitable for spiritual growth is very different from forcing a situation in order to fulfill a personal mania. And all our worries will be settled as soon as we clarify with ourselves what is essential with life and its fulfillment. And we cannot demand hardship even to ourselves without providing moments of gentleness. And with a steady success comes the rising of an arrogance that either leaves a person off guard or makes it suddenly realize that he is no one. And we explore something new with fascination until we perceive shadows of all the things that have made us suffer. And unawarely, the official finances the rise of the unofficial until they start competing and eventually clash. And by keeping at the margins, we can be very generous, as we are anyway very hard to reach. And as soon as something becomes official, there is a rush to be officialized by it, thus creating a powerful center and poverty all around it.